The opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
Hello, happy rainy Wednesday. It is just a crazy February, and we are doing the most to stay cheery and pop bright in this gray weather. But that's just, it's Mother Nature kind of crying out and saying, hey, you guys better pay attention. I'm not very happy. Hello, welcome to Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy, and I am very excited to talk with two individuals today, not one, but two lovely souls who support the mission of pursuing passion and purpose and trying to make the world a little better place and coming from heart, not head. And with that, I will let you talk with both Lakita and Megan, and they are in charge of the Yellow Room, but they bring quite a bit of experience to us. And those of you listening today, I think if you've been interested in finding a place to land in the community where you found some really authentic community and expression, this might be a fit for you. And or if you're just needing to pull that attitude up and turn that frown upside down, this is also a great spot and a really beautiful group of people that have come together to create a neat spot. But before we get into exactly what the Yellow Room does, I would very much like to introduce Megan Swinney and Lakita Living. And Megan, why don't you tell us a tiny bit about you and what sort of slowed you down in your journey?
Thanks, Lindy. It's really great to be here with you and be a part of this amazing community that you've cultivated. My name's Megan, and I've been in Sandpoint just coming up on 2 years. I hate to say it, I'm a California kid originally, but
we can't discriminate anymore.
Here.
There's
okay,
a lot of them.
All right,
okay,
perfect. I know every
I'm a
other
local,
person
as
I run
you all
into.
Know. And you brought an economy, a steady economy for
yes.
the locals. That is one thing we can be grateful for.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm super a part of this economy too. I work many jobs
yes.
Here in town. But
yeah.
My partner and I came up here chasing sort of endless water and beautiful mountain views and really just a new chapter for the two of us. I'd come from a part of my life where I was very much circled around supporting my family. And my mom had gone through some really big health things. She had a double lung transplant a couple of years ago. And so that's what life had been about for me. I was in the performing arts years ago. And
A dancer.
Tell
us about that.
Yeah, I was a ballerina. That was my big calling. And actually, you'll hear a little bit from Lakita. We have kind of shared histories a little bit in that sense. But I was a dancer and did that all through college. I sort of hung up my pointe shoes when I was about 18 and decided to put my body first instead of continuing to pursue
rigorous,
that art.
Like, on the body, isn't it?
Yeah,
not
absolutely.
Not just the discipline, but the toe pointing.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. And that's ultimately what kind of stopped my career was tendonitis in my left metatarsal area in my foot and in my right ankle as well. And it was a little bit heartbreaking, as with any athlete or anybody that, you know, is pursuing something so passionately and with all of their eggs in one basket to say, okay, that's not really my path anymore. And so being the type A person that I am, I immediately switched gears into academia. And so I then went on to pursue a degree in world arts and cultures at UCLA. And that kind of took me from performing and more into like performance theory and more into like cultural studies. And like what ultimately that led me into was into community building. And that's what I studied a lot in school was just like, how do we come together as a community and like empower each other? And so I got to do a lot of work like that while I was at UCLA. And then that was also kind of what started my appreciation for and love of nonprofits. So I knew coming out of that program, and what do you do with a world arts and cultures degree with a dance concentration? But I knew that like the nonprofit scene was something that I was really drawn to. But that was when my mom's health started to take a turn. And so I went back home, and home for me is Sequoia National Park in Central California up in the mountains. Went back home and I took a job up in the park. And I did everything under the sun in relation to like outdoor education. And
including stargazing.
Stargazing. As yes. you know, we have a date yes, coming
do,
up soon for some stargazing.
You too could have one.
Yes. And that was something that was new to me in Sequoia. And I was in the arts, as I said before that. And I didn't think that I was like a science person. I didn't think I'd never been really a math person. I should say also I was homeschooled. And so all of those studies were self-taught up until I went to college. And so I just didn't think that I fit that type of like, you know, that type of like the brain, that side of the brain. I was artistic and like creative, and that's where my skills were. But then when I took the job in Sequoia, I realized, oh my gosh, science is everything, and it's everywhere, and it's all of us like just being together. Like, this is a scientific experiment, just three people sitting in a room chatting with each other. And that kind of ignited that passion in me. And so I did living history, I did guided walks, I did stargazing programs, I did night hikes, and it was,
and obviously got your yoga training.
Yes,
in that time too.
So shortly after that was when I spent about 5 years in Sequoia and Kings Canyon. And then my mom's health was continuing to get worse, and I needed to kind of like start reining in my own resources. And so when I lived in LA and kind of ended my dance career, yoga kind of started to replace that physical activity. And it appealed to me because it was using my body in a way that was still in a form of expression, but in a much more loving and kind of kind way. Not to say that dance isn't loving and kind, but it is a little bit more of that, like, you know, rigorous.
Well, it's very ruthless to
exactly,
yourself.
Exactly. I mean,
there's no room for grace.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Precisely. And so for me, yoga really appealed because it wasn't just this physical thing. It was also like very cathartic and very, it kind of forced me to slow down a little bit. And so after I left Sequoia, I pursued my yoga teacher training, and I didn't think I was going to teach, but I, you know, lo and behold, the universe kind of just opens up and invitations are out there. And I was asked to teach at a small studio in my hometown. And so I kind of just created my own yoga business. I kind of started with one class a week, and then two classes, and then it was six classes. And then I was teaching at another studio like an hour away. And it just kind of started from there. And then I began to facilitate yoga retreats. I'm actually leaving in a couple of weeks to go back to California to do a stargazing in the Sequoia retreat. And so that's with a dear friend of mine, Julian, who's an astrologer, and I have the astronomy sort of background. And so we put on this experience for people to slow down, get in touch with their, you know, kind of more softer sides, and learn about the stars, both how they relate to them personally, as well as like to humans as a whole, and
well, I think on that note, we might want to move to Lakita just because we will move into a break. But I just want to say the softer side. I mean, that is, I think the three of us are all these recovering alpha females, these type A who've been driven by performance and productivity. And we've shifted to this place of, you know, acceptance of where we are, meeting yourself where you are. In yoga, we always say, bring the floor to you. We're just bringing life to us in a more gentle manner. And I think that's why, I mean, that's kind of the premise, I think, of the Yellow Room too, which is so lovely that you have brought all that experience in to the Yellow Room. And I am also going to give you a shout out because your class at the Yellow Room is so cathartic, as you say, for anybody. And it's not rigorous. You can do as much or as little as you want, but it is an incredible class. We're going to talk this whole entire hour about getting into the Yellow Room, but that's very helpful to just see, you know, I always like to know why people choose to just stop. You know, stop the madness, because that's part of my mission with this radio show, is to encourage people to stop the madness, because disease lives in that madness. Anger, resistance, force, not flow, all live in that place of just forcing. And so I'm very excited that we have a spot in the community to kind of just support people's evolution of that. So on that note, sweet Lakita, tell us a little bit about what got you sort of to slow down.
Yes. Thank you so much, Lindy.
Oh, gosh. You know what? I just got a quick message. We are going to take a quick break. We'll come back and and we're going to get into you, and then we'll talk a bit about the yellow room. So we'll take a short break and be right back. I hope you're all having a beautiful Wednesday and you're listening to North Idaho Radio.
Lake RV for all your service, repairs, and RV parts. Winter is the perfect time for repairs, maintenance, and upgrades. We work on RVs, travel, horse, and utility trailers. Work includes roof repairs, furnaces, plumbing, electrical, wire harnesses, brakes, bearing packs, trailer hitches, and more. Swing by Lake RV at 1200 Fontaine Drive in Ponderay, off Highway 95, just behind the co-op, or online at lakerv.com. Lake RV, for all things RVs and trailers since 1993.
What a wacky winter we've experienced thus far here in North Idaho. It's with this in mind that we at the Ponderay Winery have decided it's time to spread some love. That's right, we will release our highly anticipated 2021 Love as February's Wine of the Month. Bruce Dykart's artwork will be on display, and a full lineup of music will warm our tasting room every Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. We're located at 301 Cedar in beautiful downtown Sandpoint and open noon till 8, Tuesday through Saturday. It's February, we've got the love, so come join us at the Ponderay Winery.
The all-new Post Falls Gun Show, sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader for all the Inland Empire, is coming to the Greyhound Park and Event Center. The Post Falls Gun Show features hundreds of tables full of guns, antiques, Indian artifacts, collectibles, coins, knives, art, and Old West items. Buy, sell, trade, or just browse around. 2 big days, Saturday 9 to 6 and Sunday 9 to 3. Don't miss the new Post Falls Gun Show at the Greyhound Park and Event Center this weekend, sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader.
Attention Gem State teens, do you have a creative side? Then you should enter our video contest. Your job is to produce a short video on the dangers of vaping, vape prevention, or how to quit vaping. The winning video producer will be awarded $2,000, and approved entries will be broadcast statewide on Idaho Public Television and various social media accounts. Entries must be received by April 1st. Let's make sure all Idahoans know vape. Learn more at idahopublictelevision.org/novape.
How do you fit in? Do you Dodge? Would you Jeep? Do you even Ram, bro?
What about a luxurious interior with advanced technology like the Wagoneer?
What about the off-road capabilities and the iconic design of the Jeep?
Or the insane towing and hauling capabilities of the Ram?
Do you Finley like this?
The President's Day sales event at Finley Jeep. Get a new 2023 Jeep Gladiator and save 18 grand. Yep, you heard, $18,000.
Stock number J23554, MSRP 67,145, 10,071 in rebates, 7,929 in Finley discounts. Now only 49,155 plus tax and fees. Offer expires 2/29/24.
The President's Day event at Finley in Post Falls.
Shop around if you like. Finley beats any competitor's offer. Or save some time and stop by Finley first for the best price, selection, and service. Visit Finley Dodge Ram and Finley Jeep Superstore in Post Falls at the I-90 Autoplex. Or online at FinleyPostFalls.com.
The President's Day event at Finley in Post Falls.
How do you, Finley?
North Idaho's Radio, 1450 AM and 97.1 FM.
Hello, there's the music I was looking for on this gross Wednesday. Did I say that? It's not gross. It's just rainy and not maybe ideally what I would like in February, but that's okay. Lakita, we are talking today with two beautiful women who run the Yellow Room, and we're going to get into that very shortly. But before we do, we just had a nice kind of understanding of where Megan is and why she came on board with the Yellow Room and the nonprofit. But tell us a little bit about you and what brought you to Sandpoint and this path of the Yellow Room.
Yeah, definitely. Well, most of my background is in sales. So I was in sales and marketing for about 14 years. I sold Cutco knives. You might be familiar with them. It's a...
We bought some.
Yes,
I'm one of those. I am the perfect one. You go door to door. I'm like, okay.
Right? A lot of people thought it was like a pyramid scheme, but I actually made over 6 figures doing it. And I could travel wherever I wanted to and had my own schedule. And from the outside perspective, I would have had pretty much... everything made. People would have thought that I was really happy, but on the inside, I was pretty dead and unhappy. And so I broke up with a 5-year relationship that was almost perfect. I sold all my stuff. I quit my job. I moved to Maui. And then I got a van. I wanted to do the van thing for a while. And I decided to travel in the van. And I'd never heard of Sandpoint before. I did a month in Oregon, a month in Washington, and then drove on the Long Bridge and was like, oh, wow, this is really pretty. Oh, Sandpoint. Oh, missed the exit. Oh, okay, next time. And then went and camped at the Pack River. And as I was at the Pack River, I had a medical emergency, and the closest emergency room was Sandpoint. So I drove back, and I was quote-unquote stuck here for a few days and just felt a big mental breakdown of everything being out of my control. I wanted to control this trip. I wanted to make it to the
alpha nature.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Definitely the Absolutely. Recovering alpha. Mm-hmm. And so in my breakdown in Sandpoint, I was looking for a sanctuary, a place of recovery, a place of grounding, somewhere where I could do yoga. And I found the Yellow Room. And when I was there, I found that the Yellow Room was so much more than just yoga. And what was really ironic was that it was similar to a vision that I had had 10 years ago about bringing people together and creating a space where healers, practitioners, and artists could come to share their gifts openly, and the community could come and feel welcomed and accepted and appreciated, and remind us all to slow down, like you say, mm-hmm. and come back to that place. Because I was go, 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 go in business, in masculine, had to sell, and issues came up in my body, similar to you, mm-hmm. and Absolutely. I was forced to slow down, and thank goodness that I was, because I found more of who I truly was after that.
There's such a freedom in it. So this is actually a beautiful segue. Thank you, Lakita, because I want now you to tell us what the Yoga Room is. I think everybody's like, oh, the Yellow Room, what's that? You know, and I'd like you to tell us. But again, before we just leave that conversation, it's so hard, especially when you're wired type A, and our Western world supports being that alpha, that driven by perfection and being everything to everybody at all times. It's very hard to choose to slow down, but it really is a choice. And the reason I advocate again on this radio show in my book series with Underground Kindness is because I know that is where health lives, that is where nurturing lives, and that is where compassion lives. You can be a better partner, a better parent, and a better just all-around person when you can take that time for yourself. So why don't you go ahead, I'll let you both take a few minutes and tell us about the Yellow Room, what it is and where it is.
Yeah, thank you, Lindy. I think that you really hit the nail on the head with slowing down and inviting people to do that. And I think that's a big aspect of what the Yellow Room really does, is invite people to come back into their bodies. We have a phrase of inviting people to remember themselves, and remember not only in the brain of remembering who we truly are, but remember as in like putting your body back together. And so when it initially was created by Kirsten Longmire, it was created at a time during COVID when people were so individualized and so alone in their process. And Kirsten wanted to create a space where people could come together and merge the science world and the holistic world to educate people about their bodies and the importance of being in our body. Over time, we're more than just yoga. So there's an opportunity to really come into the head, hearts, and hands. So we have a lot of heart movement there in yoga and dance, and there's swing dancing, and there's ecstatic dance and different types of yoga. But it's not that type of place where it's like, oh, look at me, look what I could do. It's a place of like, oh, hi, you're welcomed, you're accepted, whoever you are, wherever you are, no matter what you have, no matter what you don't have, you can come into this space and learn and come home to who you truly are. And I think it's one of the biggest compliments that we get from students when they come in is like, wow, I've never felt so welcomed in any place before. Or what would you say, Megan?
Yeah, I was going to say that we've definitely had a lot of folks who have come to my yoga class, who have come to other yoga classes and other offerings, who say that they've been in town for a while, or maybe they're local, and they've tried out a lot of different spaces and a lot of different communities. And while none of those communities are bad, that in any way, those communities maybe just felt a little bit intimidating to them or felt like it just wasn't quite them. And so they come to the Yellow Room and they just feel this sense of like that exhale of just like, oh, I don't have to be anything or look a certain way or wear anything in particular or act like something that I'm not to like belong in this space.
And I think I'm just going to add to that from personal experience. I think one of the gifts you bring is, you know, again, there are wonderful yoga settings out there, but you really need to find where you fit. Yeah. And this one seems to be a one size fits all. Would be my contribution there.
And we sort of, in terms of our yoga offerings, and we do, I mean, we do have quite a few yoga classes on our schedule. And as somebody who's super passionate about yoga and who believes that like everyone should be practicing yoga and more yoga, our yoga classes look really different. So as Lakita said, you know, and as you've said, our classes are really an invitation to get people to slow down. And so we offer a lot of yin yoga classes. We've had restorative classes in the past, and we have another restorative class coming soon, gentle yoga, as well as just like functional movement. But when you step into the space and you come to take a yoga class, it also, a lot of our yoga classes are set up in circles. So even just that of not having a teacher up at the front and then everybody else kind of deciding if they want to be a front row yoga student or a back row yoga student, it's like everybody in the Yellow Room is kind of in the same configuration. And I have these moments, like even yesterday when I was teaching and you were in class, Lindy, I have these moments where I look around and I find that as a teacher, I close my eyes a lot, which I don't do that in other yoga settings. And then I look around and all of the students oftentimes have their eyes closed too. And it's truly that like embodiment practice of just being authentically in your own body at that moment. And that's my philosophy as a yoga teacher. And I try to really share that and set that tone in all of my classes, but it's not just my class. I went to Kirsten, who was our founding president, former board member. I went to her yin class last night and same thing, circle, you know, lights were turned really low. And it just was like, I just had my eyes closed and was just listening to the breath there that filled that space. And people were, they were present.
Yeah, it does. It drops you. When you close your eyes, you're able to be present. And for me, I'm very much in my body. Like I'm taking the breath to those corners of the body that need a little extra love right now, whether it's the hip or the shoulder or the mind so often. Again, yoga for me has always been about the mind. So on that note, we are going to take a break and we'll come back. And I really am just so grateful you two ladies have. So now we've articulated exactly what the Yellow Room offers. And when we get back, we'll talk just a little bit more about how you can be involved in the Yellow Room and some of the fun offerings that we are bringing. And you're listening to North Idaho Radio. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful moment.
This February, love is in the air at the Cooney Casino in Bonners Ferry with sweetheart deals on rooms, dining, and the spa. We're celebrating with super spins all month long and thousands of dollars in giveaways. Stay at the Cooney Falls Lodge starting at $59 midweek or upgrade to a Riverview room for $79. The Springs Restaurant is offering a February feast. For lunch, try the Selkirk Burger, Jackpot Chicken Sandwich, or Prime Dip Sandwich for just $13. And for dinner, the Chef Salad, Yankee Pot Roast, or the Chicken Fried Steak are just $14. Treat your special someone or yourself to a day at the Kootenai Spa, where the Cactus Wrap Scalp Ritual and Anti-Stress Facial is only $149. Bring your honey and win some money. Book your getaway today. Just call 888-YOU-ARE-LUCKY or visit KootenaiRiverInn.com.
Best Western Plus Ponderay Mountain Lodge. Enjoy spacious guest rooms with free Wi-Fi. It's dog friendly, but call early. Rooms are limited. Best Western Plus offers free breakfast, has a conference room for meetings, and you can relax in the indoor pool and hot tub. It's the closest hotel to Schweitzer Mountain Resort, located next to Sweet Luz, where you can walk to dine. Call today and book your reservation at the Best Western Plus Ponderay Mountain Lodge.
Give your equipment the care it deserves with quality AECO parts at AgriService. Book a comprehensive winter inspection and receive a 15% discount on genuine AECO parts when service is completed. Qualifying models receive a complimentary oil sample, so act now. Offer ends March 31st. At AgriService, we understand you are the heartbeat of agriculture, and it's why our expert technicians are trained to ensure your equipment is at peak performance using only the best genuine AECO parts. Together, we drive agriculture forward with confidence and productivity. Agri-service.com.
The time to buy is now. Yes, RV show pricing continues at R&R RV in North Spokane. Over 125 RVs are indoors at 525 East Francis. You'll save thousands with rebates and show discounts on Cougar, Rockwood, Montana, Class B vans, and more. Everything show priced. Don't shop in the cold. Shop over 125 RVs indoors now at R&R RV in North Spokane, 525 East Francis. Online at rnrrv.com.
Considering selling your RV? R&R wants it. Tired of paying storage fees? R&R needs it. Just don't use it anymore? R&R will buy it. Due to a critical shortage of pre-owned RVs, R&R RV is currently paying absolute top dollar for your used RV. Any year, any make, any model, turn your RV into cash or flip it for a newer model. So if you no longer use it or want it, let R&R RV buy it. Visit the R&R RV Superstore in North Spokane or call Ryan at 509-244-5888.
97.1 FM, KSPT, and 1450 KBFI.
There we go. Thank you so much for that, Black Betty. That just is one of my favorite just happy songs. And so I hope you all had a beautiful moment. We were all chuckling in the studio today when I just said have a beautiful moment. But honestly, that is what this is. We are talking about the moments, slowing down and why slow down. And I think, again, with this radio show, if you're out there going like, I do not have time to slow down, what are you talking about, yoga? Like, I remember when I did yoga, I'm like, this is the most boring thing I've ever done because I just wasn't getting the workout that I needed. And so in talking with these two beautiful light keepers here, they have expressed that why they have both sort of chosen to slow down. But I guess one of the things I really am curious about is what, when you have bills to pay, when you have crazy children at home, when you have a job, when our world is so full tilt and insta media and all that stuff, what's the point in your minds to slow down? I mean, mine, of course, is always for the autoimmune, the wound tight system, to breathe, to, you know, be a little better connected to your children, be present, that sort of thing. But I'm really curious. I love to always hear from my guests. Why would you suggest or recommend to anybody out there listening who might consider slowing down or jumping into a class? So go ahead, Megan.
Yeah, no, what a beautiful thought and invitation to consider. I think that for me personally, when I consciously choose to slow down, I'm consciously choosing spaciousness. So I'm one that I've been sort of getting to know my own mental health struggles in the last 6 years or so. And then, of course, like many other people during the pandemic, I mean, that just was like heightened to a whole new level. And I was in this place where, like, a strange place where, like, the pandemic forced all of us to slow down, but in like a very fragmented way. And so, like, all of a sudden we were in our little insular boxes, like just fighting whatever we were fighting. And that was either put on overdrive or some people chose to like handle that in a really beautiful and healing way. I did the opposite. Like, I took all of the stuff I was dealing with, just like was in a pressure cooker during that time. And so for me, just in even the last couple of years, and really it corresponds to being in Sandpoint, and it corresponds to being a part of the Yellow Room as well, is just choosing to step back, to create space for gratitude. When I create space for gratitude, I no longer am attached to all of the woulds, coulds, and shoulds, and like why I'm not enough. And so at the Yellow Room, I feel like just like creating that space to like be a part of a community and realize that you don't have to
do everything alone, but like you can't realize that if you're constantly racing. If you're always racing, you feel like all of the pressure is on yourself. And so that's been a big one for me, is like choosing to plug into like conscious community and then also just say, okay, I can't do this today. Like I just need to tend to myself today. And doing that, I mean, I'm sure you talk about this in other shows and everything. Like when you put the oxygen mask on yourself first, like you automatically like tenfold are just a more capable, helpful, nurturing human being. And so like for me, that's been huge being a part of this community.
That really is the irony.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to convince until you've actually stepped into it, but it is. You think you just don't have the time for it, but I think Lakita, and this will be a great segue into your perspective, but you don't not have the time to do that because, and you are so much more productive because you're not wasting all this like frenetic, I call it the frenetic energetic, and you waste so much energy, expand. And that's a natural state for at least my system, not only ADHD, but alpha female. I mean, that is a natural state. So I'm constantly working on ways to sort of just bring me down and slow down the train. So Lakita, let us know about what are your thoughts and the why to slow down? I'm curious.
Yeah.
How it's impacted your world.
I feel, as you just mentioned, we don't really have the time not to slow down. When we live in a world, we are kind of consumed by the have-tos and the money and the paying the bills. But when we live our life like that and we're go, 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 we miss the purpose of life in general. Like, what's the point of just working our butts off and making money and paying bills and going home and making food and going to sleep and waking up and doing the same thing again? Like, I don't want to live my life like that. I know most people don't. And I think it's mostly about finding the balance, because there are the practical realities. Like we do, unfortunately, need money for some things. Mm-hmm. But there's also the spiritual reality of things, that if we don't really tend to ourselves, we're not able to tend to others around us. We're not able to tend to the world. And we just live a meaningless life. And I don't think many of us really want to live a meaningless life. So when we're able to find that balance between the two, like, okay, I do have to work and have this job, but how can I find those moments?
I hope you all found one on that
break. How can I just find the moment to pause and to listen, or to put my feet on the ground, or to really take the time to go to a class at the Yellow Room, or to go on a walk with a friend, or jump in the lake? Like, any of those can still be moments that bring us back to simplicity.
Yeah, I always bring it back to probably the easiest thing we have access all the time that is free is breath. Yeah, just those deep breaths, those belly breathings and meditating, which is so hard for a brain like mine to appreciate nothing. But it's very important to do nothing so that your body can do its restoring and its healing.
Yeah,
I've seen that in my body. And clearly you've seen it with yours, Megan, in your belly recovery, because you would not notice that you had any kind of tendonitis. Is that what you were saying you had in your foot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No. It's interesting. I do feel like in my dance days and all of that, I mean, I was constantly looking at like the next goal. And I honestly, other than when I was using my breath to like jump higher or maybe turn a little bit better or anything like that, I don't know that I was truly taking deep, full breaths until I came into like a spiritual practice and a mindfulness practice.
Do you feel like you were wanting to jump a little higher and do a little more to be seen?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that was something, we're in it for the money, but almost more with this Insta culture, it's to be seen.
Yeah. Recognition.
I mean, I'm curious. You're younger than I am. I'm guessing that would be my thought. Like recognition, value. I mean, I did it for value. Like I was the overachiever because that was my like value perspective. Mm-hmm. I mean, paychecks came and they were great, but it was the value that I got from being seen as a, Broadway show presenter or, the author and speaker, that kind of a thing. So
you would think that in this world too, that's so engulfed in social media too. Everybody wants the likes and to be seen and all of that.
Almost there's more than paycheck.
There's this phrase that I learned a while ago in my sales experience called feather brick truck. Have you heard
what?
Feather brick truck.
Okay.
And what it is we go through life and life, universe, God, source, whatever you want to call it, has its way of giving us little reminders to slow down. And first comes the feather. So if we listen to the feather and we slow down, it's usually pretty good. If we don't listen, the brick comes.
The disease, the MS.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And that's what happened to me 100%. Too. Right. And then you're forced to slow down. And then if you really don't listen, then the truck comes and you probably don't really want to know what that brings. So listen to the feather. Take a moment.
Yeah.
And
yeah. One of my favorite things when I was doing a lot of speaking to newly diagnosed with autoimmune was, you know, listen to the whispers before the body starts to scream. And yeah. I think I ignored it and tucked it away. I'm like, okay, I have that. I'll manage it. And you know, and then it just continued to progress in the spine and, you know, lost use of the right leg and then a lot of cognitive confusion and fog. And so you've got to rebuild that, which is the coolest thing is when we create this yellow room / meditative space, we're able to heal. Our body is resilient. We cut our finger. We don't do anything to heal it. It heals itself, but we have to give it the tools. And that's breath, that's calm, that's quiet, that's saying no, boundaries. Absolutely. That's not being the superstar, supercharge. So I think that's a great thing I wanted to address. Well, we're going to take our last break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more, get into the yellow room. They offer, we kind of focus on yoga because, of course, that's a passion of mine and what I have been very happy to use it for. But there's so many things that it offers, and we'll get into that. And then also I want to let you all know it is incredibly affordable, and they also have scholarships. So it really is it's just an incredible altruistic vision that Kirsten Longmire created many years ago, or a couple, I guess. And these beautiful ladies are bringing forward. So we will be right back.
Weight isn't just a number. It's a ticking time bomb that will one day ruin your health, if it hasn't already. Are you sick and tired of empty promises from fad diets? Spokane Weight Loss, a synergy weight loss company, offers you the real deal. A natural, effective path to weight loss without the hassle of counting calories or endless gym hours. With our proven program, clients are shedding up to a pound a day. Hear their stories. Witness the transformation.
I'm Don from Spokane. I've lost over 65 pounds and 26 inches. Now, I have more energy than I have had in years, and my health has improved so much that I'm off of insulin.
Spokane Weight Loss offers a groundbreaking approach to losing weight. No gimmicks, no temporary fixes, just sustainable, healthy weight loss. Diffuse that ticking health bomb with Spokane Weight Loss and lose as much as 30 pounds in a month. Visit SpokaneWeightLoss.com or call now for your free, no-obligation consultation at 509-486-7868. 509-486-7868. That's 509-486-7868.
Heidi's Health Kitchen presents an authentic Indian cuisine cooking demo on Sunday, February 25th, 9:30 to noon at the Sandpoint Seventh-day Adventist Church. Come sample the very best in plant-based, gluten-free, vegan, decadent gourmet products from HeidisHealthKitchen.com during the Yoga Unbox Seminar. For more information on this free event, visit SandpointAdventist.org.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is, when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because no two people sleep the same. Only the Sleep Number smart bed lets you each choose your individual firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. The Climate 360 smart bed is so smart, it actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. And now, during the final days of our President's Day sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed, plus 10% off all bases. Ends Monday. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
North Idaho's Radio, 97.1 FM and 1450 AM.
All right. Well, we are back for the last 10 minutes. Those of you who just, we were just starting to dig into the juicy stuff, why slow down, why it's so important to just take these moments and breathe and become just, in this world, we need as many people showing up authentically and supportive and from that place of non-judgment, non-competition, and yeah, so that's why, again, we had this show today is just to promote the space that any of you can join. It's called the Yellow Room, and Lakita and Megan are both big parts of putting it together, writing grants and scheduling. But I would love for maybe Lakita or whichever one you feel like would like, I'd like you to talk a little bit more about your offerings. This is a great time and to talk about what all you offer besides just the yoga.
Yeah, definitely.
And where it is. I think people are like, where's the Yellow Room?
Oh, these things sound great. How do we get
there? I
could
there? Say it was a ninth grade center. I went to ninth grade there, but I'm not sure that anybody out there would know.
Yeah, it is in the Sandpoint Events Center right off Euclid and the highway and on the second floor. And as we've established, we definitely offer a lot of really inviting, welcoming, easy, gentle yoga classes for everybody of all abilities. We also offer other movement classes as far as dance. There's a swing dance class. There's a static dance. There's dance church. Is there another movement class?
We have a couple in the works, but we have some dynamic partner stretching
That's
coming
right.
really, really soon. And then have a proposal for just kind of like a creative movement class as well. So yeah, more movement.
Yeah.
More and more.
So we have the body aspect of it that really and goes into the heart. And then we have like the mind and the hands. And so we are calling in some more educational classes. We do have a workshop right now that's going on. It's a class series called Transformation. And that's a really, I mean, the name just says it all, honestly. I'll let you look it up on the website. We also have a lot of dexterity classes. So there's like a mending class, learning how to repair holes in your clothes with love. There's an art and insight class that brings in a really beautiful view of art and like talking about the beautiful stuff we were talking today. How do you really bring presence into each moment? And how does that display through art? We have a figure drawing class. What else?
We also have some really great like monthly offerings that happen. So we do a new moon women's red tent that's led by Laura Clemens, who's the owner of Tendril Apothecary here in town. That happens on the Friday that's closest to the new moon. And actually, I want to give a quick shout out to an offering that's a little pop-up that's kind of like coming to life really quickly. That's a sacred women's circle happening this Friday. At 6:30, and that's with a new teacher, and if it all goes really well, it might be a regular kind of monthly offering, but a lot of really community focused workshops and things that happen as well.
Yeah. So the main
tapping too, right? Did we talk about tapping?
Tapping. Beryl Ryan, she's a registered nurse. She comes and does a tapping workshop every other month or so. So we have like our regular classes are included in our extremely affordable membership. That's only $45, or you get your first month for only $30. Shameless
and,
plug.
And I'm just gonna that is huge. It is $45 for a monthly membership, which gets you access to all of these classes, with the exception of certain pop-ups and where we need to maybe pay the teacher more. Am I understanding that correct?
Currently, yeah. We are growing to a point where we're bringing on so many more offerings that we probably will start offering a second tier. And so that's potentially in the works as well. But the most important aspect of all of this is that everybody, and we emphasize that because there is no discrimination, everybody has access to this regardless of demographics or socioeconomic status. We want to make sure that well-being is accessible to all, in a place where well-being is usually only accessible to the already healthy or the financially wealthy. The Yellow Room provides a place for anybody to come to. And even if you can't afford the extremely affordable membership, we also offer scholarships, and you can apply online for scholarships. So we really do want to make well-being accessible to everybody in the community.
Yeah, and you have, what, 10? I mean, 10 offerings a week, I would say, to pick from? Or
About 14.
Closer to 14.
14, yeah. And so, yeah, I mean, so you're, I mean, literally, you buy the membership, and you're ahead of the game by if you hit one, two classes.
Oh, yeah, averages to like $3 a class or something ridiculous right now.
It really can, yeah. And you're starting a new one, which I'm very excited about today. So I've been kind of working with Megan and Lakita to try to create some after-school things. Underground Kindness has been my nonprofit that I started many years supporting teachers and, supporting teachers and connecting kids with community and teaching them a bit about mindfulness. And so students and teachers in March through May are going to be able to join the Yellow Room, and both Underground Kindness and the Yellow Room will underwrite a portion of their membership, so it works out to them just owing $25, and then they're starting these other classes at 4:30. So tell us about the ones you're going to start, or you've already started. So
yeah, they've actually one has been in place for a little while now. That's actually the Yin class that I was mentioning with Kirsten or Longmire, which happens on Tuesdays at 4:30. So it's kind of that like prime spot for teachers getting out of school and needing a little rest and
before they
me
go
time
and
before
hit
they
the,
go
hit
home.
The ground running.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And then the other class is a Hatha yoga class with one of our newer teachers, Illy, and that's on Wednesdays at 4:30.
So is that one starting? That one's starting today, I believe.
She just actually started. She kind of did like a soft opening of that just 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
So today's her third class.
Okay. What is Hatha? What can people expect from Hatha?
Lakita, do you want to answer this because this is your training? She's kind of smiling at me really sweetly. So I'll go ahead and
mostly because you have all the experience. Megan's our studio manager, so she onboards all of our teachers. She's absolutely wonderful. So she has all the details of exactly what Illy is offering.
Sure. So Hatha is kind of just a style. People have heard that. It's a style of yoga that's, I call it kind of like the origin of a lot of stronger styles of yoga. And so vinyasa yoga or flow yoga is actually born from Hatha. And so in a typical Hatha class, and if you come to Illy's class today at 4:30, what you'll experience is some nice, strong, you know, powerful poses like a warrior two or a triangle or like a plank pose. But you're actually going to be holding those poses for, you know, upwards of like five slow breaths. So a little bit different from like a vinyasa where it's like one breath and one movement. So it's still nice and slow paced, which is great for all, you know, experience levels, but you can expect to sweat because you're going to be holding some of those longer poses a little bit longer. But with, as with all of our classes, you know, a lot of support and modifications depending on where you're at in your yoga journey.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So that one's starting today and, or well, she said this is her third one, but I'm going to start today. Perhaps that's what that's what the message is.
And I'll see you there.
Yes, she will. So, well, I think that is lovely. Any other things from the Yellow Room perspective that we should let anyone know in case? I get the where is it? The Sandpoint Event Center. So it's the old ninth grade center right by Dubs. Dubs Drive-In right behind Dubs. I think that's or by Winter Ridge.
Winter Ridge,
it's in that corner.
Yeah, in between Lake and Pine on Euclid. And because it's in the old ninth grade center, the old high school, it says Sandpoint High School, and it's like, you know, circa 19, I think it's like 20 or something like that, 21
it
that
was,
it was built.
Yeah. So I was the last ninth grade class through that place, and that tells you how old I am.
So. Not in 1921.
No, but like you say, we're very old souls here.
But it's a lot of history in that building, so it's a really beautiful.
It's beautiful,
and
the space is absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. You ladies have done such an incredible job, and I just want to thank you so much for joining me today, and thank you for your commitment to bringing this into our community, to making people have that venue to drop in and just feel embraced, accepted. I mean, you said it's community, but it's also very much a solo. Like, you can really have your independent practice in there, and that's what I think I really enjoy. I like all the yoga studios, but this really supports you when you are going through something too. It's very nurturing and very. It's like an incubator, I would say. A really warm, a loving space.
One of the things that we say is when you attend to yourself, you tend to the world.
Absolutely. That's the ripple effect. I talk about that with Underground Kindness. So mm-hmm. on that note, I hope you all have a wonderful day, and maybe do try to find a few moments where you can either take a deeper breath, look at a pine tree, maybe notice the rain and appreciate it, because we'll certainly want it in August, that sort of a thing. But on that note, I'm going to sign off and tell you all to have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening to Let Your Color Out Life with Lindy and North Idaho Radio. We'll be right back.